This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 25, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. As was expected, the FAA yesterday issued an emergency airworthiness directive grounding all Sikorsky S-92 medium-lift transport helicopters until titanium mounting studs used on the gearbox filter bowl assembly can be swapped out with steel replacements. The EAD follows a March 12th ditching of an S-92 off Newfoundland that claimed 17 lives. The AD reads, in part, quote, "Prior to the accident, the manufacturer was investigating a July 2008 incident that also involved broken studs. In both cases, the broken studs resulted in rapid loss of oil. The failures have been tied to fretting and galling of the original titanium studs. Therefore, we are requiring the removal of all titanium studs and replacement with steel studs," unquote. On Monday, Sikorsky said close to half the worldwide fleet of S-92s has already had the mounting studs replaced, and that it expects close to 100% compliance by the end of this week. As investigators work on the scene of Sunday's crash of a Pilatus PC-12 near Butte, Montana, AOPA's Air Safety Foundation is cautioning against premature finger-pointing. This case has the potential to be an especially emotional one, since 7 of the 14 fatalities were said to be children. Early theories include an encounter with icing, a plane which may have been overweight or out of CG range, and mechanical failure. Foundation President Bruce Landsberg is reminding everyone, quote, "It's important to remember that except for the extremely rare single-point catastrophic failure, aviation accidents are almost invariably the result of a chain of events and decisions. The National Transportation Safety Board is extremely good at accident reconstruction, but it will take them months to find and then unravel all the links in this accident's chain," unquote. FedEx mourned the loss of two of its own on Monday, one day after the fatal landing accident of a company MD-11F at Tokyo's Narita International Airport. 54-year-old Captain Kevin Kyle Mosley and 49-year-old First Officer Anthony Stephen Pino died in a hard porpoising landing which led to a fiery inverted crash next to runway 34 left early Monday morning. FedEx founder and CEO Fred Smith commented, quote, "Right now our focus is on doing everything we can to assist the family and those affected at this difficult time. This loss pains all of us," unquote. A wind shear warning had reportedly been issued just before the crash. Other speculation has focused on the MD-11's computer-assisted pitch stability augmentation system. The Wall Street Journal reports that system has come under fire for being difficult to handle in gusting winds close to the ground. FedEx spokesman Maury Lane told Bloomberg the Narita accident is the company's first fatal crash involving a mainline aircraft. It was also the first fatal crash at Narita. NTSB has sent investigators to the scene. Alaska Airlines canceled passenger flights in and out of the cities of Fairbanks, Bethel, Prudhoe Bay, Nome, Kotzebue, and Barrow on Monday due to volcanic ash caused by an eruption of Mount Redoubt. The flights had resumed by late yesterday morning, but the Alaska Airlines website cautions travelers to check ahead for any further disruptions to the schedule caused by the volcano. It also has a new feature allowing ticket holders to follow updates on Twitter. Any passenger booked on a canceled flight over the 3 days, March 22nd through 24th, will be allowed to rebook prior to March 30th without penalty, or apply for a full refund of the unused portion of the ticket. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. Europe provides details on its version of next-gen ATC. Do all those wires make you nervous? And one CEO says a return to airline regulation would be fine with him. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jackie Marty tells war stories to attendees at Women in Aviation International. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.